Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about the kind of materials that God uses in His building work. 1 Kings chapter 5, verse 17 tells us this. And the king commanded them to quarry large stones, costly stones, and hewn stones to lay the foundation of the temple. It was one of the most amazing building projects in the ancient world. Thousands of men worked together to make the temple God inspired David and his son Solomon to build. There were 70,000 men who carried burdens and who quarried stones on this job site. We read, the king commanded them to quarry large stones, costly stones, and hewn stones to lay the foundation of the temple. When it says costly stones, this is literally quality stones, showing that Solomon used high-quality materials even in the foundation where the stones could not be seen. God's people are being built up like a temple, with Jesus Christ as the chief cornerstone, and God's apostles and prophets as the rest of the foundation. Then God keeps building with you and me and all of God's people. We read in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 through 21, in whom the whole building being joined together grows into a holy temple in the Lord. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5 addresses God's people and says, you also as living stones are being built up a spiritual house. The picture is of God constructing a building, and we are the bricks or the stones that he uses to form it. So Solomon, using only costly stones in building the temple, is the way that we should work for God. We don't work for appearance only, but also to excel in the deep and hidden things, like the foundation of the temple. All of our work for God should be done excellently, perhaps especially the work that is like a foundation, the work that lies low and is hidden and is not commonly seen by others. Now, this also speaks to the way that God works in us. He works in the deep and hidden things when other people are only concerned about appearances. You probably know this from your own life, how God has done a lot of unseen, underground work in your life. You see, God usually spends a lot of time on the secret and hidden things of a life, making a broad and strong foundation. Then God builds upon that hidden work that other people can see. And this is also the way that God builds a church. He wants to do a work of deep, strong foundations instead of a work that's a mile wide but an inch deep. If we want to see a solid work of God in our churches, it will be built upon solid people. Therefore, we must aim at genuine godliness. 20,000 churchgoers may not have the same spiritual vitality and strength as 20 solid believers. Yet it is upon those solid believers that God will build his work, because he uses costly stones in his temple. Best of all, never forget who paid the price for every one of those costly stones: Jesus, our Redeemer. It's his temple, and all the materials in it are his purchased possession. So today, thank Jesus for buying, building, and then living in his temple.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.